With the results of the presidential election unofficially declared Joe Biden believed to be the next president of the United States, there are questions and legal challenges being presented to those voting results and concerns being raised about alleged election voter count fraud. This is Lisa Berry, and a University of Michigan graduate student was a ballot counter in Ann Arbor for the recent election, told her story to the Washington Post, and is now joining us here on 89.1 WEMU to give voice to that experience. Welcome, Evelyn Smith. How are you doing, Evelyn?
I'm doing great.
Evelyn is working on her PhD in economics at the University of Michigan. And the headline to your story was, "I counted votes in Michigan. There's no way to commit fraud." So let's talk about that.
Certainly.
Was this your first time as an election volunteer?
Yes, it was my first time.
And what was your assignment?
I was assigned to an absentee vote count board. It acts like its own precinct just for absentee ballots. And my position on my particular count board was to sort of take ballots out of their envelopes, make sure that the number on the ballot corresponded to the number that had been issued to that voter, make sure signature looked good, and then sort of tear off a stub on the top of the ballot and send it off to the next station.
And you did this for how many hours on election day?
13 hours.
13 hours straight. And in seclusion, did you have your phone with you? Did you go out to eat? How did that work?
No. So as soon as we entered the space where the counting was taking place, we were sequestered. So what that means is you can't have your phone with you. You can't leave. You have to stay there. They provided meals for us and everything. And, you know, we could walk outside and eat our lunch. But apart from that, you know, we were in that high school cafeteria for all 13 hours.
And there's an equal number of Republicans and Democrats involved in this process?
It's not exactly equal, but, you know, sort of within every part of the ballot counting process, from the time that ballots are opened to the time that they're run off to the tabulator, there's at least one Republican and at least one Democrat present.
And there's also an election challenger present as well.
Yes. So all political parties in Michigan, as well as some nonpartisan groups, are allowed to have an election challenger in the room. And so what that means is that person, you know, has gone through a training process and they're allowed to walk around the room, ask you questions about what you're doing, take notes, make sure that, you know, everybody at each of these count boards is following the rules they're supposed to follow. But the tone is very friendly. I know that at other count boards, specifically in Detroit, you know, there were election challengers who were trying to challenge every single ballot, who had, you know, there were folks who were being pretty combative with the people who were working to process ballots. And that was not at all the tone at the Ann Arbor count board.
We're all hearing about these challenges and legal challenges to the vote. How does that make you feel?
You know, it makes me a little angry and a little bit sad. You know, as I mentioned in the Washington Post piece, there are so many checks and safeguards in this process to make sure that it's, you know, virtually impossible to process a fake ballot, or certainly impossible to process enough sort of forged ballots or to dispose of ballots to such an extent that the results of the election would change. You know, this process is knowable. If you, you know, sign up to work on election day, you can see how this works firsthand. You can talk to your city clerk or to your secretary of state to get a better understanding of how our elections work and how these votes are counted. And once you understand that process, I think it's a lot harder to swallow the idea that, you know, in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, that in all of these states simultaneously, there was enough fraud to change the results of the election.
Some people, it even makes them sad, and they take it as an affront to democracy.
Certainly. And I think that, you know, to some extent, it is. You know, in order to have a functioning democracy, you sort of need to rely on the idea that our elections are fair. And, you know, I do want to be clear. When I say that our elections are fair, I'm talking about the point in time from when a ballot is accepted to when it's tabulated and included in the vote count. It is a reality in this country that in many states, voters are effectively disenfranchised through a combination of voter roll purges, limitations on the number of polling locations in a given county or precinct, felony disenfranchisement and gerrymandering. There are a lot of things that happen to disenfranchise voters in this country. I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but at least from when we get a ballot, it's been accepted, and when we count it, you know, those counts are fair, they're accurate, and there are a lot of people who devote time, energy, and care into making sure that process runs as intended.
So as someone who counted absentee ballots inside a school in Ann Arbor, what percent can you tell us that you believe that this was fair and there was no fraud involved?
100%. I don't know. It was sort of a special experience, just in the sense that you have Republicans and Democrats working side by side to participate in this process, to make sure that every vote is counted. There was a lot of camaraderie in the room. There was teamwork. And it just felt sort of so out of step with maybe the last 4 years in this country. You know, we all have been living through a time where the partisan divisions have just rankled to such an extent. You know, there's a lot of bad feeling in this country between Republicans and Democrats. But to participate in this part of the process and to work together, it just felt very special.
Evelyn Smith, a vote counter, an absentee vote counter in Ann Arbor, a graduate student at the University of Michigan. Thanks for talking to us here on WEMU.
Thanks for having me.